He didn't say, we are punished. He didn't say we have vengeance taken on us, but we are chastened. For what is done is more akin to an admonition than a condemnation, to healing rather than vengeance, to correction rather than punishment. And not only that, but he even makes the present situation seem lighter by threatening a more severe evil, saying, so we won't be condemned along with the world. Do you see how he brings in hell and that terrifying judgment seat, indicating that this trial and punishment is necessary and must happen by all means? For if those who believe and those whom God particularly cares for can't escape punishment for their transgressions, it's obvious that unbelievers and those who commit the unforgivable and incurable sins will face even greater punishment.